Welcome to Simmer Down with Brenda Anderson and Libby Summers, the podcast that's about food, style, and whatever is on their minds. And you are going to love it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Simmer Down. I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers. Happy holidays, Brenda.
Happy holidays to you. I'm so excited about Christmas this year.
It smells so good. Holiday smells so good.
It smells like home.
I know.
Me feel good.
I finally got decorations out. You know, I put out those vintage Macy's decorations every year.
Yes.
We actually used a couple of them on the website last week, on Salted and Style last week. And I painted them white this year. You know, some of them are 4.5 feet tall. And then the 50s or early 60s, they would hang outside the Macy's store downtown Savannah. And I bought them from an antique dealer.
What antique dealer?
I got them at Habersham Antiques Market here in Savannah. Disclaimer, Brenda's owns Habersham Antiques Market.
But thanks for the shout out.
But what was it? Who was the dealer?
Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie was the dealer.
I don't know who he got them from, but I think it's...
Oh, Brenda!
I heard a bell.
Every time you hear a bell, an angel gets his wings and we take a shot. So at the end of
and
this...
And it's not cappuccino.
At the end of this podcast, if it gets a little loopy, you'll know why.
Somebody's going to have to simmer down. And speaking of the holidays, Libby, we like to give gifts because I guess it's what we do. We like to give culinary gifts, things from the kitchen, things you make, or new gadgets that you think are really cool. What do you like to give people? Not to give any secrets away.
Because we're going to give our top gifts... in a few minutes, but I like to do a little bit of both. I've been known to give the Hermes scarf along with a biscotti recipe. You know, it just depends.
I want that gift. Let me just say right now, Libby Summers, I want that gift. That's it.
I like to give both. I like to give kitchen things for my friends who are cooks, but I love accessories. I love gift giving for accessories, but primarily there's always some kind of kitchen thing with it. How about you?
I do. I like to give kitchen things, and I like to receive kitchen things. So, and my
you
husband,
are a great gift giver.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
My favorite kitchen thing, do you want to know what it is? My husband gave it to me 1 year in my stocking.
What was it?
It's the lemon squeezy thing.
I hate those things.
I love it. Okay, do not listen to Libby Summers. It's bright yellow like a lemon. You cut the lemon in half, put it in there, squeeze it, and all the seeds stay.
Yeah. And people swear by them. I know. We use them on television all the time, and I'm just like, God.
Okay, so what do you do when you've got to get a half a cup of lemon juice?
I squeeze it in my hand into a thingy.
And then what do you do with the seeds?
The seeds are in my hand because I squeeze it upside down. I hold the seeds in my hand. So the juice
comes... But it's all hard. It's not
you've got to work it on the counter first, or you can microwave it for a few seconds.
Okay, don't do that. Just go get the lemon squeezy thing.
People swear by it, you're right.
I
and they
love
have the
them.
Lime one, and you can get the orange one that's orange colored. I just want to buy it because it's orange colored.
I'm surprised you don't have one. They make fun of me, y'all, when we're in a kitchen setting, and Libby's on set designing, and I'm in the kitchen, and I worked with a chef last time. Andy. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Andy's in Germany right now.
He is in Germany. Andy Erbsler, we love him. And he made fun of me because I brought it with me, my little lemon squeezy thing, because I knew it would not be in the kitchen. And he does a fork. He holds half a lemon, puts the fork in there, and just squeezes a lemon and runs a fork around. And I said, Andy, the seeds get in it. Anyway, he said, real chefs don't use that. So I'm just here to say that's my favorite little gift. And it's pretty.
Yes, it is. They are attractive. They do make a loud noise, though, when you have a microphone near them, because they bang back and forth. Uh-oh.
Oh,
Brenda.
No, Libby.
What was that? An angel
it's
got its wings.
And I'm afraid after another one of these, I'm not going to be an angel anymore.
Look, I'm.
Cheers. To the holidays. 2011. Only a little bit left.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my. Okay, let me take a breath. Okay, there is one thing I'm going to make this year. Speaking of a drinking thing, for the man in your life, or your brother-in-law, or your dad, or your friend, I am making homemade ginger beer.
Ooh. How does one make homemade ginger beer?
Well, I just happened to bring the recipe with me. It is, if you've never used ginger beer in a cocktail, It's the
I'm
famous...
going to stop Brenda right now because I haven't seen this, and she just pulled out some notes that the font size, the typeface is probably a number 42. And you are wearing your glasses.
And I probably still won't be able to read it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, and ginger beer is used primarily in the drink Bermuda's famous for dark and stormy.
Love.
And the real dark and stormy is used with the Gosling's Black Seal rum and ginger beer. My husband loves it. Libby and Josh love it. And that's what they have at my house when they come over. But this year I'm making the ginger beer. And you have to make it 2 or 3 weeks in advance. So if you want to give ginger beer, you need to get your recipe. But it's you use sugar, yeast, water, ginger, of course, and you a little bit of lemon juice, and you boil it, but you've got to use a glass jar. It has to ferment, so it's going to take a couple of weeks. But there's a restaurant in Charleston that we all love, and they have their homemade ginger beer, and my husband had it there and had a fit over it, so that's what he's getting
for
Christmas.
Are you talking about Husk?
Yes, Husk.
And our friend Sean Brock, chef of Husk, James Beard award-winning Sean Brock.
They make their own ginger beer.
And they wear Billy Reid shirts.
And they wear Billy Reid shirts. I'm wearing one right now, and the one I'm wearing is their uniform in the bar.
You've got to love anybody who wears Billy Reid shirts for their bartenders, their
And Billy
staff.
Reid is right around the corner from Husk in Charleston on King Street. Y'all've got to visit it
I
if you haven't been there.
I could spend $1 million in that store.
And you will spend $1 million if you buy anything there.
No, it's not that bad.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
My husband did buy me a shirt for our anniversary last year. That's the only way I ever got him to spend that much money. And I forced him to buy a bow tie, a Billy Reid bow tie. And he looks great in it. But the homemade ginger beer is going to my husband this year. And if you have a guy or a girl or a couple that like dark and stormies, make some ginger beer, but you've got to do it in advance.
Now, will you package it up with a bottle of Black Seal?
Absolutely. I would put it with the Black Seal.
How about, I just did a segment on some local television last week, and I packaged some stuff for guys. I did a Bloody Mary mix, but yeah. I used vintage ice buckets, which I got at Habersham Antiques Markets. They were nothing. I mean, honestly, I bought the ice bucket for $22.
I love that idea.
If you could put the Black Seal in it and the homemade ginger beer, maybe a fabulous glass. I mean, what a wonderful gift for somebody.
Libby, that's a great idea. Think about that. I'm sure wherever you are, there's a great antique market. However, if you're in Savannah, go to Habersham Antiques.
Oh, you know what would be also great with that Robert loves so much? The Silpat, the silicone ice cream.
Oh my gosh, yes. The big giant ice cubes. How big would you say they are?
Oh my God, what are they? 2 inches across?
I was going to say.
Two by two.
Yeah, two cube. They're the large cube. We got that idea from Husk. You only need a couple of those in your drink and they don't melt fast. So you're not going to water down the liquor. Anyway, if you can't find them in your local kitchen store, go online. It would be a great accessory to that.
Yes.
I love that idea. So that's my man gift for this year.
I love that. Let's talk about our favorite gifts that are out there. Let's talk about our gift-giving picks. I want you to know Brenda and I have not discussed this. She does not know what my picks are, and I do not know what she has picked. Do you want to start with cookbooks first?
Let's start with cookbooks. You go first.
Of course, we're going to say the Whole Hog Cookbook because it's my cookbook.
And it just came out in September.
And I hope that everyone would because it is a great gift. I mean, it is because it's funny and it's beautiful. But I'm going to choose another cookbook aside from my own. Of course, everybody I know is getting that, and I hope that y'all buy it too.
And everybody I know is getting it.
But if you're a cookbook lover, you love everybody's. You love cookbooks. So this
and
was hard.
Do.
But I had to choose one that I really love, and I love it for a lot of reasons, and mainly because, A, it's a great book, and she's a wonderful, wonderful chef, but she's also a wonderful person. And that's Virginia Willis, and we love Virginia Willis.
Oh, Libby, you do.
I know, and her second book is Basic to Brilliant, y'all. Her first book, Bon Appetit, y'all, is one of my favorite. I gave that cookbook, too. I think I bought a case from her and gave it to everyone
I got it
Christmas.
Last year,
yes.
And I have loved that book. Great, great recipes.
One of my favorites in the book is the seafood jambalaya. So she makes a jambalaya, Brenda, which is to die for. But then the brilliant tip is, and this is the pork lover in me, she makes a cracklin powder that you can like sprinkle over it at the
end.
So it's just like taking all the recipes have this wonderful little boom to
a crackling powder. I've never even thought about
it. I know. Isn't that genius?
And the plus, Virginia Willis.
I know. And the pluses with Virginia, not only are the pictures absolutely stunning, because, you know, we all absolutely love pictures. And Helene Dujardin, who lives in Charleston, actually shot those. I hope I pronounced
your
name
love
right.
To say that again. I love it.
But Virginia is a great writer. So I love sitting down with her book.
What is her background?
She is from Georgia, but she's French trained. So that's why the whole, like the Bon Appetit, y'all.
Brilliant.
Trained in France, actually ended up living there for a number of years. But anyway, that's my pick for my, and believe me, that was going through a ton of books.
That had to be hard for
with
you.
So many people I adore. Like, I truly love this book. How about you?
Well, I loved her first book, so I'm hoping Libby's going to give me her second book for Christmas. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Hello.
Hello.
Wait.
Hello, little cup.
Brenda, we're going to be liquored up by the time.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now we're back at it. Now, of course, the Whole Hog Cookbook is my fave, and I've already started handing them out for Christmas gifts, and I've got to get another one for my trainer today.
Okay.
Mike. Hey, Mike. He's all about the protein, so we're going to give him that. So I did not pick a book from this year.
That's okay. Well, what else did you pick? I didn't know anything that you picked, so I'm just dying to know what you picked.
There is a very large book called 4,000 Champagnes.
Ooh.
By Richard Julin. If you like champagne, and I do.
Yes, you do.
I love champagne. And I don't have to have a special occasion. It could just be, I don't know, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's always appropriate to drink champagne. You're never out of favor.
Mm-hmm.
You could have champagne in the morning, noon, and night. It's and you still have a little bit of class. But this book tells about 4,000 champagnes. And if you have a champagne lover in your life, get it. It's a beautiful book. There are some pictures in the front. But he lists literally 4,000 champagnes, what they taste like, who makes them. It's just so informative. And my friend Eric Brooks and I, Eric gave me that book 1 year for Christmas. And we are one by one checking off.
I was going to ask you, are you making your way down the list?
Yeah, we are making our way. We have not gotten near 4,000, but we're trying.
If you were guesstimating what number you were at, what would you say?
I'm going to say probably only at about a 125.
And you started what?
2 years ago.
ago?
Yes. No. 2 years ago. 2 years ago. But we, Eric and I are, we're trying. We're doing our best.
What a great gift.
We're doing our best. But that is a great gift. And I have one other one that I love.
Go ahead.
A Nigella Lawson.
I love Nigella.
And Libby knows that I love, as she loves all things French, I love all things British. And Nigella is British, and her last book, Nigella Kitchen. It is the most fun cookbook. It's huge. It's going to take me a while to get through it. But if you haven't picked that one up, it really is great.
Second
to the Whole Hog Cookbook.
I leaf through that at your house and really love it because I don't have that one of hers. I need to get it.
Grace gave me that last year. And this year for Mother's Day, I think.
Support cookbook authors. You know, they're saying that's the one area of printing and this industry right now that's still surviving. And it's because people like you and I love to collect cookbooks. And we love to leaf through them like novels. And I'm sorry, it's not the same on a Kindle.
It isn't. I want to touch it, and I want to hold it, and I want to look at these beautiful, shiny pictures.
And I want to see the grease splatter on the page. And
my Whole Hog Cookbook. I'm going to have to get another one. Seriously, Libby, it's already dirty.
Girl, you're preaching to the choir on
that. It's filthy. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a little bit of a mess in the kitchen.
Okay.
Sorry to say.
Gift number two, anything gadget-wise or anything like that that you love?
I love a grill pan.
Okay. Any specific brand that you're giving?
My favorite brand is Le Creuset.
Me too.
But if you're giving it to somebody older, forget it.
Yeah.
It weighs 20 tons. I gave my parents a Kavalon grill pan.
Okay.
It's very lightweight. And Libby, they use it almost every night.
Okay.
With a Le Creuset, it's easy to clean. The Kavalon is easy to clean. If you don't want to lift, try the calf lump.
I love my grill pan too. I use it all the time. The Le Creuset, I've had it forever. Well, since they made it, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, they last forever. And a great thing about Le Creuset, if it doesn't last forever, you send it back, they bring
you
a new one.
Yeah, I'll take it in this color. Oh, you don't have that color anymore? Then I'll have it in the new purple.
I like that lemongrass color, because was 2 years ago, I think.
That's nice. I have a couple more things. My gadget gift, which isn't a gadget gift, is something really special. And it's actually, we're featuring the artist, because I think he's an artist, on Salted and Styled. And I got my first gift from my husband, that Joel, the creator of these, made for me for my birthday this year. And it's a knife. And it's from Joel, in his company is called Cut. And it's Cut Brooklyn.
And I remember you telling me about that.
Chia and I went actually to his studio, and we spent the morning with him. And I don't know when that story is actually going to be airing. I don't know when we're posting it on the website, but it's some stunning photography that Chia did.
How did he get into that?
Interesting enough, here's what brought me to him, Brenda. First of all, I love the knife. I love the handle of it. I love the feel of it in my hand. I love the artistry of the knife. But it was the note that Joel sent with my knife that made me want to meet him. And it was this very, I wish I had it in front of me, but it was funny and personal. And, you know, you could tell this was his baby, but he was so well-spoken. I'm like, there's more to this guy's story. Long story short, we go to meet him. He's this bear of a guy who's gorgeous. But he was a writer and still is a writer. Once a writer, always a writer. And he was working on a novel and just was kind of getting, you know, stumped. And I don't know where he is in the process of it, but just started like making knives and just honing his craft. And I hope that he goes back and forth from writing to making knives. But Cut Brooklyn, and we're doing a whole piece of him on the side. It is a work of art. It's has a modern edge to it, which I like. I like that it doesn't look like, you know, somebody beat it out in their backyard over an open fire.
The handle is gorgeous.
It is stunning. But anyway, so that's my kind of gadget choice. And that's for someone you like a whole lot, because Joel puts a whole lot of work into his knives.
He's proud.
Yeah, as we say in the South, she's real proud of that. He's real proud of his knives, and justifiably so. They're worth every penny.
They're forever knives.
Knives, and I can't wait to add the next one to my collection.
All right, it's going to get silly here real soon.
Hold on. Let me pour it.
Cheers. Cheers, Libby.
Your final gift, culinary gift, your choice of the year. So you've chosen two cookbooks already, the Nigella and Thousand Wines.
The grill pan.
Grill pan. Is there any kind of edible gift?
Yes. There's one thing that I like to do, because you freeze it, you can make it ahead of time, you freeze it, and when you give it to somebody, they don't have to eat it right then. They can put it in their freezer when they have company bring it out. I like to give a nice bottle of wine and these Parmesan crackers with bacon.
Yum.
That you make, they're very short taste, you know, in taste, a lot of butter. Mm-hmm. But they're in a roll, you slice and put in a meat oven, they bake for 15 minutes, and they're really a beautiful thing with wine.
Sounds good. So my mother-in-law does something like with blue cheese and poppy seeds that she cuts off the roll. So good. We need to give these recipes on the website. So
we do.
People can have them. Let's make sure we do that.
That's a nice thing to give with a bottle of wine.
I have two last things. One of my greatest things, I actually sent this to my friend Audie in California. One of the greatest culinary things that I've found, because you know my obsession with salt.
Yes.
This is something my mother-in-law sent me, and I bought 20 bottles that I'm giving away for the holidays.
Oh, am I going to get one of these? Okay, there's the fourth gift.
It's from the Spice Tea Exchange, and it's olive salt.
Oh, my gosh. I want to smell it.
So it's olives and sea salt, and it's still moist. Can you smell that?
Oh, my gosh.
Brenda, I put this on everything. My friend Audie said it changed her life. She's vegetarian, and she was like, how do I make this stuff more palatable?
Okay, I just tasted it. It is delicious. You've used almost the whole jar already.
I've got 12 more jars, and then 20 I'm giving away. I mean, it's like I have stock in this
olive
company now.
Sea salt.
The best thing on baked eggs. So in the morning I'll bake eggs. sprinkle some olive salt on them, you know, just in your oven. Put down a little toast first, maybe a slice of tomato. Drop your egg on, make a little garlic parsley mixture. Put the olive salt, pepper, boom, in the oven, ready in 4 minutes. Baked eggs.
I'll be at Libby's house for breakfast in the morning, Josh.
Sprinkle it on anything. And the gift that I'm giving is on the website, and I'm doing it for all my friends with the gift that I'm making. Doing it for all my friends with dogs, and that's the red velvet dog biscuits that the recipe is on the website. Right now or next week we'll have it. I think it's right now.
And, of course, I took it home to Petey. He devoured them.
Yeah. We couldn't tell from Maggie because she's a puppy and she will eat her own feces. So she's not one that you can test anything on because anything tastes good. And they're made. There's absolutely no food coloring in it. It's all beets and they're just darling and it's a super cute. We're doing a whole thing on the website.
And how cute is that pets. For somebody's pet?
Yeah. Red velvet dog biscuits.
And what a wonderful thing to put in your dog's stocking.
I know. We always need something for our...
If you can trust them not to eat it during the night, Christmas Eve.
So, Brenda, we have a lot to do before the holidays.
Yes, we do. And this is one of them.
All right. Happy holidays, y'all.
Happy holidays.
Let's drink to that.
Woohoo.
Simmer down.